Bimbo porn addict.
Oh my god, I can't believe they all sit inside of me.
Yeah, fill me up with your warm fucking cum. Fill me up with your warm fucking cum.
With the rise of AI technology into everything from texting, images, computing power, the AI chip has just been put to work in all parts of our computing society. So what does that mean for the future of porn? I want to get into that a little bit in this episode because I've seen the future. You're not going to believe my take on it. And then we're going to focus on a Gone Too Soon girl from 2022, Dakota Tyler. And our throwback girl of the week is a hottie from a decade ago, Jessica Lux, in this week's episode of the PLP. Okay, well, so, you know, I have been talking, I don't know if it's one of the main reasons, but I think it is one of the biggest reasons that I started this podcast was because I saw trends in the industry going in a direction that I really didn't like. Now, there's been trends. Always people used to say that porn was always the leader of technology, and that porn would always try out or be the guinea pigs for new things. And relatively, that would be true if you look at, like, all the way back to the history of pay-per-view. When you'd go to a hotel room, before you could buy a Disney movie on pay-per-view in a hotel room, you were buying Dirty Little Angel Nurses on pay-per-view in your hotel, and they'd add it to your bill. So porn really wasn't afraid of expanding ways to make money or creating new revenue streams for the content that they were paying for. And, you know, a lot of people got wealthy, but I think this is a new thing. And, you know, over the last year and a half, it seems like everything outside of porn, that the news and stuff that I was listening to, is talking about AI and ChatGPT and how it's everywhere. And then, you know, on your feeds, on your socials, it's, for me, it was a lot of, you know, ChatGPT makes me a lot of money and ChatGPT, blah, blah, blah. Is it going to replace your job? Is AI going to replace your job? That kind of shit. So, you know, that's fine because that was the hot topic, and it is an amazing technology. But how does this tie into what I've been complaining about over the last years about how the trend since 2020, when everyone was stuck in their homes and OnlyFans blew up, and just became a monster of providing content, and it completely 180'd the game, shifted everything. All the power went from the producers and the agents. The power structure went from these agents who these girls would find, and the agents would then funnel them to the producers. And the producers would shoot the content that they wanted to shoot. And then the distributors, whatever that was, it was the internet, they were distributing it to us. And then we get to pick the type of content that we liked with the girls. With OnlyFans and this power structure, it went to the girls. And it cut a lot of the agents and content producers out and made the girls their own bosses. Okay, and this is my unfiltered take on this. Porn is predominantly for men, and the fantasy is submissive girls that do whatever you want and never say no. And what OnlyFans did was put power into girls to say no. I won't do that. I won't produce that. And the level of content became homogenized or all the same. You've got thousands of average looking girls basically doing the same thing, which is dildoing their fucking pussies. That's it. They do stupid little dances. They think you want to see them dance around in their underwear, which again, that's cute and that's fine. But we also want to see you get gangbanged. We want to see your limits get pushed. We want to see you blow four guys in an alley. We want to see the things that the content that they used to produce when the guys were in control. Hello, this is the problem I see is when you give all the power, all the control, and all the balance to the girl, and they don't realize that you're making content and your audience is male. They don't understand, most of them. Remember, it's funny, OnlyFans does a 0.01% of all creators and 0.1% and 10%. Because there's going to be a small percentage of creator women who realize that their audience is guys and that their audience is guys that want to see submissive things or a certain thing. They don't just want to see you tell us about your day or you do a little dance in your bedroom and play with a stuffed pillow. And that's it. No one's going to pay $30 a month or whatever for that type of content. All the hardcore content is gone, okay? Except for legal porno over in Europe, there is stuff there. But again, now you're seeing that all of the super attractive, hottest girls are on their own OnlyFans accounts, and the quality of girls willing to do a 10-guy blowbang, the field, the pool is lower. So it's like, hello, the girls that were hot in high school who thought that they just needed to be pretty and could lay there while you fucked them, and that was all they needed to do because, you know, I'm too pretty to give a blowjob. That's what we're going back to, where these girls are making money off of just bikini pictures on Instagram. And I know I've complained about this, and the days of max hardcore seem to be gone, where you'll get these cute farm girls that come into Los Angeles looking for a job, and max puts them through the ringer. Okay? They've never experienced anything like what they saw in the 80s, 90s, 2000s of Porn Valley. So now you've got girls that are, they never have to leave their house. They're in their bedrooms. And there's a little bit of a shift because the girls that get out and meet their fans and go to the conventions and go on podcasts and make themselves out there a little more, they are getting more fame and they are definitely making more money. I think that my first question to Sky Bree, if I could interview her, would not be some silly thing that they always ask her when she goes on these podcasts. Mine would be, how much do you make a month? How much money do you make a month? Because these dynamics have absolutely changed. It's across the world in a lot of things. So if a girl is making $250,000 a month from her OnlyFans, she can tell any guy she wants to go fuck himself. She is not going to let five black fucking cocks in abuse her. So we're never going to see Sky Bree in a 10-guy gangbang. I mean, we might. I don't, like, in 10 years, I just don't know. Unless she wants it. And those girls become, you know, Adriana Chechik is just a diamond in the rough where these girls, the girls like that want it. But most of the cute, innocent girls, they're never going to get pushed to their limits by a male producer because they never have to encounter them anymore. That's my point. So that's why I think the industry has morphed into this pansy, soft, you know, wimpy industry. And the guys hey, we're guys. We're trying to get what we can. So I'm here trying to show and keep the good stuff, because there is plenty of stuff in high definition. There's stuff in, you know, 720 or lower definition, but high definition stuff out there from 10 years ago, before OnlyFans, 15 years ago. We're going to do a, we are going to do a throwback girl of the week from 2010, 11, 12. We're going to do Jessica Lux, and then we're going to get into Dakota Tyler, who was only a couple of years ago, gone too soon, because I mean, she was a unicorn. But what I want to talk about in this part is something crazy. Over the last couple months, I've come across AI-generated porn. Now, 3D porn art and hentai and cartoons has been around for a very long time. I'm not talking about cartoons, even though the rapid growth, rise, and increase in the fan base of cartoon porn has grown as alongside the decrease in hardcore content. So the guys who aren't getting their fix from the real girls, because they're just not putting it out, they're turning to cartoons, hentai, that kind of stuff. 3D created art has been around for years. It's always been not so good. It's fake looking, and also it takes a lot of computing power to create that shit. So, you know, you use a big computer and it can create a 15 second clip that looks like two girls and or a guy and a girl or something. And it takes them forever. It used to take them forever to produce a clip, but you know, you want to produce an hour-long scene, 30-minute scene, something like that. It just couldn't be done back then. But now with AI chips, I have seen, and I am not exaggerating, and I am not lying, I was blown away. I have seen photos. These photos are 100% AI-generated, and I couldn't tell the difference. They were human-looking. You could not. Now, there are levels of AI-generated pictures, okay? The tippy top is you cannot tell. You think those are real girls. That is a real setting. You cannot tell the difference. The lighting is perfect. It looks like a photograph of a person. The bottom end is a cartoon. In the middle, you get into like sort of like a cartoon where the edges are cartoony, and it's still good, but a lot of the people creating stuff there like to exaggerate features, like this, the girl has a, you know, her tits are ridiculous, or her figures are just, you know, her figure is just cartoonish. But there's a certain couple of creators out there that are just playing around with this hobby of lifelike AI. And what I've seen in the early stages is absolutely mind-blowing. And this is my prediction. These girls are, this could be the game changer back into the power structure, away from this soft core nonsense and back to what the guys actually want. What's going to happen is you're going to have these AI guys who are going to start producing hardcore AI scenes, and that's what the guys are going to want. Because now we don't even have to convince a girl to do something, nor do we have to pay her to do something. Okay? These girls went from in the 90s, they were making $100 a scene, to the 2000s, they started making $500 to $3,000 to $10,000 a scene. And now they don't even want it anymore because it's not worth it. Unless they want exposure from some of these companies. These companies can still give them exposure because, you know, they're still producing content, but it's all been homogenized. And what you're going to see is this AI is going to have a bunch of independent creators out there in their twisted, perverted minds are going to come up with stuff that's going to look like actual. You're not going to be able to tell the difference. I'm telling you, there is some stuff where it's amazing. I cannot believe. And the creator continually posts, this is not real. This is all created by AI. And everyone's like, no way. No way. Okay? If you want to see examples, hit me up on Patreon and I'll send you links to examples of what I'm talking about. I think it's a little far away. You could, but you can go on Patreon for $5 a month, $10 a month. I got tiers. And we could direct message. So I think it's a little far away because the pictures look great. They're not 100% perfect all the time, but and I've talked with some of the creators, and what they said is you have no idea that the program will create like 1,000 images, okay? And they have to go through those 1,000 images and pick 20 of them that look the best, okay? So it's labor intensive. The computer has no clue what you're trying to do. It's just you're telling it with prompts to, these guys that are really good at these prompts and telling the computer to get what they want, they have a whole system. It's called a workflow. And they're trying to get these to come out the way they want. So, and there's this whole vast community that's growing where they create like hands, like the hands of a person are very difficult. Anyway, not to get into too much of it, my point is it's happening. And what I can see happening is if you've seen Apple, Meta already has one. Google's had the Cardboard for years, which is kind of junk, but 3D, here's what I imagine, and no one's done it yet, but I don't want to guarantee anything, but here's $1 million idea for you. You get the Apple Vision Pro, supposedly, I have not used it yet, the Apple Vision Pro, the best VR headset in the game, in the world. And you put that on and you Bluetooth it to a fleshlight. You put the fleshlight on and then you have an AI program booted up into the software and it's as real as it's going to get and it's free, it's on command, and there's no headaches, okay? That's going to happen one day. You're going to have programs that are going to link the physical to the virtual. And what's going to happen then when you have these girls who no one wants to see them, cook, hey, I'm going to be, look at me in the kitchen. No one, I mean, some guys, sure, they want that, and that's going to be a niche, but it's not going to be everything. And you're going to have virtual AI is just going to take over because guys can just push of a button. This is what I want to see. This is who I want to see, a blonde with these size tits, I want her to do this. And they're just going to, order it off a menu like it almost used to be. But now you're not going to have any of the other headaches. And I don't know when this is going to happen. It could be 5 years, but I was blown away by the AI already of where it's at. I've seen some clips, video clips, but it's still not there. Once you have to get it absolutely realistic. The video games aren't realistic yet. So once that happens, all you need is 20 minutes of a good scene for 20 minutes, right? 30 minutes. Is it ever going to top, Lana Rhodes getting gangbanged by 5 guys? And, no. But until that comes back, until we bring real girls, beautiful, real gorgeous, beautiful 10 out of 10 girls willing to, get pissed on or just take on 5 guys or let, 7 guys nut in their mouth or, until we get back to that, this is the alternative that I think is going to fight back against the softening that OnlyFans has caused. Very few OnlyFans creators have a dick. in their content. And when they do, it's usually their boyfriend. And very rarely do you even see three guys. I mean, you know, now, maybe you don't, hey, you say, look, I don't want three. I don't want to see three guys. I want to see the behind the scenes of the girl fantasy that you're into. That's great. You could have that too. But there's guys out there that want to see more. It's about choices. You don't have to do that. But now you kind of, your choices are limited. So I think that AI is the coming future of porn. And I don't think you're going to be disappointed, because from what I've seen so far, it's pretty amazing. So hit me up on Patreon if you you want to see some of the examples that I'm talking about. Okay. Dakota Tyler is just one of the hottest girls to enter the scene. 2022, 18 years old, gone too soon. This is the gone too soon girl. Just a unicorn of, you know, 18. She says in her first interview, people mistake her for younger all the time. So her very first scene was for FTV.com, firsttimevideos.com. This guy, living the life, gets these girls. She contacted him. He flies her out to his place. They take video all over his little town in Arizona. She flashes. She teases. Then he takes her back to his house. And she admits in these videos she's never even played with toys before. She's only 18. So the first video you got to see is for FTV. Now, these are hard to find, and they're large files. He usually does 4K quality. So these are large files, multiple downloads, long time. But... And there's no penetration of, you know, there's no dick. It's just her very first scenes getting comfortable being naked in front of a camera, which she is. She does about a 5-minute interview with her legs spread open and her pussy out, just answering questions, rubbing her clit just a little bit. It's adorable. Dakota Tyler is adorable. She is 18 years old with just nipples, skinny, thin, small, petite, if that's your type. Adorable face, and you know, those eyes when she is getting a cock stuffed in her throat and she looks up with those eyes, it's just great. So in this FTV video, he gives her several different toys that she tries out. And it's quite obvious she likes the wand, the big, giant, vibrating massager that almost every girl loves. And it's quite amazing, super sexy. She just lets that thing sit on her clit. And when she comes, you could see her asshole just pulsing and pulsing and pulsing. And then just... little drops of sticky girl cum dripping out of her pussy. You know, you could watch the whole thing. It's not fake. You know, just fucking hot. And of course, she dips her fingers in her pussy and tastes her own girl cum. Sweet, she says. And, you know, that's just the start of this girl's career. So throughout the scenes... you know, that's early on. He takes her out to lunch. This is kind of like his thing on FTV. You know, he asks her questions. She talks about things, being a cheerleader, all these things. And then she goes back and basically gets naked and, you know, plays with toys and makes herself come over and over again. And it's almost, you know, she tries different toys. She tries a toy in her pussy and then another vibrator on her clit, which is okay. But what makes her come the hardest is that wand again and again, seeing her little asshole twitch and then just drip, drip, you know, super hot. You know, if you, I like the scenes, I like them, but again, these files are huge. He's only in 4K. So, you know, make up your own mind there once you see who Dakota Tyler is. If you're obsessed with her, then hey, go for it. But I'll put the links in the Patreon for the Patreon members. So that's her very first video. She is months over 18, she says. And then she works her way up. Now, here's the thing. Okay, so she made a bunch of scenes. 20 to 50 scenes. Don't quote me on that. I should have looked that up. But the problem is, again, in 2022, she never gets to the next level outside of playing the babysitter, cheerleader, sister, daughter role. So she gets all of these companies, these internet companies, and she works her way through every single company twice, three times, and finally makes her way to Jules Jordan. So, you know, you're waiting for Jules Jordan to put her through the ringer in Jules Jordan style. And he does two scenes with her. No anal. One with Steve Holmes. It's a good scene. She looks great. The lighting is great. Steve's an older guy, professional. And then Jules has her for himself. Now, you know a girl is hot when Jules still goes into a scene himself. The thing about Jules Jordan's videos, and we're going to do a podcast just on him. He's a legend, but the lighting is always perfect. The cameraman, he does a cameraman who's always the best, getting all the angles. The editing's great. The girls look their absolute best, okay? So he usually gives top-tier quality product. And this scene with her is no different. She's in these white stockings with these high-heel shoes, just looking naughty. But, you know, there's that contrast in her where she's such a sweet girl and looking slutty is just, it, you know, if it does it for you, it's hot. So he, you know, has her in different positions, and it really gets hot when he's got her on her knees and arching her back, actually, so that he can throat fuck her all the way down to his balls. And she's just, you know, taking it down to his balls, down her throat. And he does that in several different times throughout the scene. And, you know, he fucks her in different positions. She looks great in every position. You know, a cute little pussy that just gets stuffed. But again, you know, she rides him and you see that ass and you're like, is he going to fuck her ass? And you know, he doesn't in this scene. Okay. So, and it didn't take her long, less than a year. And she's already at the pinnacle. Jules Jordan didn't take long. He's seeing her. He goes, okay, you know, come in. Who knows how much he paid her. And it didn't take her long. Whereas, you know, back in the day, some of these girls, it would take them, they'd have to bounce around and do all these scenes before Jules would pick them. So a girl, that tells you something, how hot she is. So he, you know, has his fun with her in all these positions. She looks amazing. And then he finally nuts in her face and, she, you know, lots of sperm. She is not afraid, is happy to take, happy to service. It's her reward. And it's a great scene. It's one of her best. It's the reason I'm going to link it. It's one of her best scenes. But here's the weird catch about this girl. It's not her best scene. It's one of her best, but it's not. So before she ever got to Jules or all these other companies, usually, sometimes, they'll start out at a semi-amateur company like Casting Couch or FTV or Exploited College Girls. So that's where she goes to, Exploited College Girls. And they are experienced enough at this point that when a girl comes in like her, they did 4 scenes with her. Okay. And they're her best scenes. Now, the cameras are on tripods. The lighting is totally amateurish. It's in someone's bedroom. It's in a bedroom that they use quite a bit for other scenes. Okay. So it feels amateur. The lighting isn't perfect. The positions aren't always perfect. It's the camera sitting on 2 different tripods and you've got this very amateur feel. If that distracts you, so be it. Okay. But give these guys credit. They knew she was new, she was early, and they got her to try anal. This is her, unless you can message me another scene where she's done anal, this is her only anal scene. So she did 4 scenes for exploited college girls. One is their standard boy girl. He toys her. She likes the toys. Boy, does he have fun with her, though. You could tell these guys are just loving it. This guy has fun with her, goes from her pussy to her mouth, and she's never done that before. So she's fine with that. Puts her in positions, yanks her hair. A cute girl like that looks so fucking sexy when she's in distress, when he messes up her hair or yanks her as he's... She knows how to arch her back and put her ass up in the air while he's pounding her doggy. Pulls out and goes right in her mouth that she's never expecting it. To see those reactions, those are the things that is missing. So, pretty good scene. Good cum shot. And that's the one. The next scene is So she does 4 scenes. She does the boy-girl and then a boy-boy-girl where 2 guys double-team her, but no anal. So she's done only 3 scenes with 2 guys. She knows how to handle both cocks. She's not intimidated, but they don't DP her. So I've seen that. And from exploited college girls where they do DP a girl for the first time. And it doesn't sadly happen in this scene. But it is smoking hot to see her give her first rim job. So she's on her stomach. Her ass is in the air. She's getting pounded doggy style. And the other guy pushes her head down. And she just instinctively starts tonguing his balls and ass. And it's just the hottest thing ever. Getting railed, giving a rim job, getting used, just looking fucking smoking hot the whole time doing it. These guys switch positions, take turns, and it's a really hot scene. In fact, again, she's gone too soon. She never made it, she never got to get better lighting or have Jules Jordan set up a threesome, okay? She left after that. I think Jules maybe paid her so much, she was like, that's it, I'm out. I got my college bills. Who knows? Anyway, they double-team her. They nut all over her. It's fucking hot. Then they set up a third scene. I mean, I don't know if this was over a weekend or what, The third scene is her first and only that I've seen. There might be others out there where she's gone down on women, because if it's just a girl-girl scene, I usually don't include it in the hardest hardcore stuff. So in this scene, it's another girl, and a guy. And it's still for exploited college girls. She got her face buried in this girl's pussy. The other girl's not super hot, but hot enough. Dakota is still the star of this scene. It's obvious. The other girl's just there to provide supporting cast as Dakota gets fucked. But again, give these guys credit. They go through every position. They go through Dakota taking a cock, that's been in this other girl's pussy right in her mouth. No ass to mouth, obviously, no anal. But, You know, she gets put through all the paces of what could happen in a wild, hardcore threesome. She 69s and then gets fucked, and then he pulls out and puts in her mouth. You know, there's all the positions where she's on top, the other girl's getting fucked, and he just pulls out and just shows her instincts, just goes right at his cock, doesn't even think. So, you know, and then of course they share the cum at the end. So that is her hottest girl boy scene. Okay. And now we get to what I would say would be her, I mean, it could be her hottest scene ever. And this is just my take. I mean, some of you will say, no, the Jules Jordan scenes, both scenes there are hotter. The Steve Holmes scenes is pretty hot. And the Jules Jordan scene, she looks her best and the lighting's best. I agree. But in this scene, he talks her into first taking a finger in her ass. And then he uses the wand on her and she's loving, you know, her clit getting vibrated while he takes finger in her ass, two fingers in her ass, a toy in her ass. Now she's got the toy in her ass while she's getting vibed. And it's hot. I mean, you know, you're finally getting to see this girl's limits getting pushed. Her hair's messed up. Her face is turning red. She's, you know, her brain's going numb. You could tell that she's now getting pushed to her limits. Starts using the toy on her. You know, starts, and then he starts fucking her with the toy in her ass. Puts her through all these positions, you know, pops the toy in and out. Finally talks her into getting it in her ass. Now, I will say it's pretty typical of a first-time anal scene. Takes forever to get it in, doesn't get to pounding her and gaping her. I mean, you know, he's not going to pound her and gape her wide open, like right off the rip, because this girl's so small, so sensitive, never had this done before. You're not just going to no lube raw dog it up her ass and then just gape her for fucking 45 minutes. It's not going to happen. So he's gentle, he's slow, he gets it in there, he pounds her for 5 minutes. She can't take it anymore. He's a nice guy. He pulls out and starts fucking her pussy for the rest of the scene. But you get 5 minutes, and this is why I said she's the perfect gone-too-soon girl. She's willing to say yes. She was primed and trained by these guys, and if she would have just stayed in the business, eventually this girl would have been getting DPs, and who knows if Tushy Raw would have gotten her, or even Black Raw would have gotten her. Who knows? It would have been great. This girl could have made a fortune. He finishes her off and flips her over. She's now on her stomach, and he's fucking her like, you know, prone. And I mean, you know, this is her hottest scene, and this guy proves that he just completely sprays her ass, back, and legs with cum. I mean, this is the same guy that's been fucking her in the other scenes, and this is his biggest cum shot, because this is her hottest scene. At least for him, he had the best time. And, you know, in these scenes, she usually gives an interview at the end. And, you know, they ask her questions. What did you think? How did it go? And, you know, she talks a little bit at the end of the scene. I'll link this one in the Patreon links. I think it's her hottest scene. Now, if you want to look her up, she's got stuff, I think, on Pornhub. And you know, you're going to find the bulk of her scenes are all pretty the same. Now, she does a scene with Hard X, that with Mick Blue and his old gray ass. And he pounds her pretty good. He nuts in her mouth and she gulps it down. And it's not a bad scene. That would be an honorable mention. It's for Hard X. But, you know, overall, she doesn't make all the full rounds in the business. I don't know why. Some of these girls just, they're flashes in the pans, and Dakota Tyler is definitely one of them. Check her out in the Patreon. Check out the scenes and go look her up. And if you want to see more, hit me up and we'll go from there. But Dakota Tyler, definitely one of the perfect definitions of gone too soon. Oh, what an annoyance. the washing machine got broken and the warranty is long overdue. It seems that the two handymen cannot help. Luckily, the sexy Jessica Lux is ready to offer a solution, which convinces the two men that the warranty is not so important. Who could resist a nice swallow and some hard, double-penetrating fun? That's the plot of a throwback girl of the week, Jessica Lux's hottest scene called Out of Warranty. It's a scene from a company back 10, 15 years ago, 21stsextory.com. Jessica Lux is born in Russia. She's cute. She looks like a cuter version of Riley Reed in the face. She's got a blonde hairdo that's cute. She's 19 years old. She's a little bigger butt in the butt than Riley. Riley Reed, is really thin and straight, whereas Jessica Lux is got an ass on her. She started out, she's just cute in the face and started out with these two scenes from this weird company that would just freaking throat abuse these girls. Or there was this weird company that had these whole scenes. I might do a segment on this company. I have to do some digging exactly on who they are and what they, where to find this content now. But it was usually, it was a European production company that would just get these girls first in the business, but it was super hardcore scenes with them. A lot of, tears running down the eyes with mascara, first time anals, first time DPs, or first time with a black eye, that kind of thing. But Jessica Lux started there. She is gorgeous, smaller natural tits, and is in the business for about a year, year and a half, and she's about to do her first DP in this scene for Out of Warranty, for 21st Sextory, called Out of Warranty. There's still that funny plumber porn premise. The guys aren't incredibly large. They're pretty standard guys for the Euro cock this, time in the business. But, she's just adorable, riding cock with her ass, little landing strip, her body isn't perfect. And when I say it, like her tits to waist proportion, it's really her sweet kind of face and attitude, and her ass when she's in, I don't know what the position would be when she's like on top of one guy and he's in her pussy and the other guy goes in doggy in her ass. And what, I don't know what you call that position, but that's what she looks best. And this is the first time she's had, two guys in her, and then they flip her over and now she's riding the one with her ass and the other guy's, plugging her pussy, the whole time she's just loving it, being a sweet looking girl that is filthy and just gets her throat coated with the first guy's load. I mean, he just sprays to the back of her throat. She's kind of taken aback as she gets some on her face. Her pussy is just dripping. The next guy just basically, fills up her mouth and she's kind of letting it, fall out a little bit. you know, that's a little sneaky technique that some of these girls do, but she milks the rest of it out and, you know, lets it sit in her mouth, but, you know, doesn't swallow it, like lets it fall down her chin onto her tits. And then she goes back and forth between each cock, which is a little weird, but her lips are adorable. Her nose, her face is just, she's adorable. And it's just, you know, one of her best scenes. I'm going to put a link to it and in my Patreon, I'll put a link to it so you could download it directly and check her out. Definitely worth look if you think she's cute. She's got a handful of really hot scenes that are worth checking out. She's got a lot of beginning scenes in her career. I mean, she didn't do that many, but she's got some scenes in the beginning, one or two that are hardcore early, and then she gets into, like, you know, pretty standard stuff before at the end getting into some, you know, some good anal scenes and, you know, the DP scene that I'll link for you. Jessica Lux, and it's with a two S's and a K-A, Jessica and Lux, L-U-X, you can see in the description. She's our throwback girl of the week. So thanks for listening. Keep stroking. Thanks for listening to another episode of the PLP. For even more, you can go to patreon.com/thePLP and subscribe, and you'll get a full second episode every week and also access to an archive of premium episodes that go even deeper and even more hardcore. Each member's feed is customized to the posts available to them, and so members can connect to their Patreon and Spotify accounts to access private feed content directly on Spotify. I also post the links to free downloads of the scenes I talk about in each podcast. Those links alone make it worth it. Also, there'll be access to mini-series episodes like How to Get Exactly What You Want from Her, it's a porn training series, and Picking the Right Long-Term Girlfriend, where I go deeper into girl psychology. And for even more in-depth stuff, just go to patreon.com/thePLP. Thanks. Keep stroking.